yo te gusta tu hace, que era de la idea tu hace la razón. Al sopa mueno, maricuata se chimbuchimo. So, ¿cuál es tu abuca wangu? Yo a cupuara. So, yo panganda pa mueno, va a huisueva chirera.
Mob accuses elderly man over witchcraft accusation. Mukushi district reports cases of Nana bloody diarrhea. In African news, Guinea-Bissau coup leaders set December election date. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chua. A 64-year-old man, Frank Kamalondo, has been beaten to death by an angry mob in Kasempa district, a northwestern province, after being accused of bewitching his younger brother. Northwestern Province Police Commissioner Brighton Swale says the attacker followed the sudden death of Kamalondo's 59-year-old brother, who collapsed while on his way to the market and was pronounced dead at Mukinge Mission Hospital. Mr. Siwale explained that the deceased was confronted by mourners at his brother's funeral and later followed to his farmhouse, where he was attacked with sticks, stones, bricks and slashes, resulting in his death. The body was discovered early on January 22nd by the deceased 23-year-old son. Police have since opened a murder docket, processed the crime scene, and arrested the three suspects to assist with investigations. The body has been deposited at Mukinge Mission Hospital mortuary, pending postmortem examination. Mukushi District Health Surveillance Officer Louis Duve has confirmed that the district has recorded cases of Nana bloody diarrhea. He said health authorities are closely monitoring the situation, particularly at clinics reporting higher numbers of cases, including Nyenje, Mulungwe and Kasokota health facilities. Mr. Duve reassured the public that monitoring and response measures are in place to prevent further spread of the illness.
The monitor in terms of the Korean and district, so we are seeing really one of 2026 in the right growth, and we told the year 2026 we seem to start on the upper end in terms of the Korean and district. It's good also to mention that the Korean and district is a cross for cholera, and really we need to monitor, and we are monitoring the facilities that are supporting these kind of cases of diarrhea and lactic being the engine for long ways to support us, and we've done some measures for these facilities.
Chingola Mayor Johnson Kangombe has reaffirmed the local authorities' commitment to improving the lives of residents, saying the council's core mandate is to protect and uplift the community through its operations. Mr. Kangombe has urged the residents to fully support the integrated development plan, describing it as a vital roadmap that captures the needs and priorities of the people of Chingola. He explains that initiatives such as the removal of street vendors are not intended to take away livelihoods, but to enhance our safety and create a cleaner, more orderly environment in the district. The mayor further called on civic leaders and political players to adopt a more consultative approach to governance, urging them to listen attentively to the concerns and needs of people in their respective wards. Chadiza Member of Parliament Jonathan Daka has expressed a disappointment with the concessionaire handling the Katete Chanida Road project, citing lack of progress and poor workmanship. Speaking to Kombon Ready News, Mr. Daka says only about 3 kilometers of the road has been worked on, but the quality is unsatisfactory. He noted that the road is critical as it carries nearly 50% of Zambia's petroleum products, adding that improved infrastructure would boost their traffic and revenue. Mr. Daka further criticized the concessionaire for failing to reach a financial closure within the agreed time frame, and has demanded that a contractor be signed with Kaoji Chinese Construction Company or risk cancellation.
Owner of the concession is SEPO under an SPV called Lutembwe Consultants. As a member of parliament, I want to express my disappointment, so to say, over the performance of the aforementioned concession, which government went into with the aforementioned concessionaire in October 2022. As we speak right now, is only done 3 kilometers.
We break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have a current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN.
Ela, chokako. Bwana wa mabwana afika.
Oh, so ndio bwana wa mabwana. Ni phone ya wagula.
Manje, wizi walola Max Mwati. It's for the biggest bosses.
You heard right. Unganikale, bwana wa mabwana with MTN's Alola Max. A fast 4G smartphone with a big screen, good camera, long-lasting battery, 32GB memory storage, and 2 SIM card slots. All for just 795 kwacha. The Alola Max also comes with 3GB free data every month for 3 months. Alola Maximwe. Get yours today from any MTN service center.